A writer from Idaho has won a North American Book Award. Author Jerry Mathis won the Best Memoir Award for his book, Ahead of the Flaming Front, A Life on Fire. Mathis started fighting wildfires in 1997 in northern Idaho. His book takes readers from his terrifying start as a wildland firefighter to becoming part of a team of seasoned crew members. He writes about the bureaucracy of the fire service, living on the fire line, and the life and death of friends on the fire. Mathis talked to our Samantha Wright on Skype about his first time fighting a wildfire in Idaho.
People have this sense about you see a fire and everybody knows it's hot because it's fire. But then you actually get really close to going wildfire, the heat is just unbelievable. And it's just the first thing many first time firefighters say, myself included, is dang, I didn't realize it'd be that hot, and it seems obvious that it would be that hot, but I don't know. There's just something disconnected. And that, you talk about how you stand at the base of one of these and you wonder, how are we going to do this? This just seems so incomprehensible. And then of course the old hand firefighters of water, no problem, we got this, we're safe, don't worry about it. And they start teaching you. And that's how, when you're first starting out, that's kind of you really have to trust the people you're with. And the people you're with, how they present themselves instills confidence. And so when you're first beginning, it's those first people you're with can really set your fire career. I've known some people, the first people they're with that ruin them. But I was lucky, I had really good firefighters I first started out with. And it changes how you actually approach most situations like that.
And you talk in the book about being with people and sort of the camaraderie that gets developed mm-hmm. out on the fire line. Talk about that a little bit.
The team that shares hardship and shares a tough job to do, as well as the hardship that goes along with it, is something that really binds people together. That's how they talk about teamwork and building team cohesion, is this idea of a shared mission, shared values, and shared hardship. And the people that don't do that or share within that, they're not part of that team. For instance, when I worked north in McCall there, outside of McCall, we were also a remote station, so we live together all the time. We eat together, we hang out together, and then you go out on a fire assignment, and then you live together for 3 to 6 weeks out of a pickup truck or out of a helicopter or out of backpacks. You're out in the woods or something, and so you just continue to get closer and closer and closer because of that intensity of experience we shared.
And you write about some of the people in the book who became your friends, and some of the people who did not survive. That's got to be very tough for you. Was that tough?
Yeah, that's always tough to think about. And, the people who don't make it back. And even if you don't know them directly, there's just this crazy kind of degrees of separation. You talk about Kevin Bacon, but seems like everybody in the fire community knows somebody who knows somebody, And it's just the way it is. I've gone on fires in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming, and all of a sudden some guy will walk up and goes, "Hey, were you on the crew back in 2002? And you're like, "Yeah, that was..." So when somebody dies, you knew somebody who knew that person, and you've heard stories about that person in many cases, not all cases. But some of the people I wrote about that I didn't know directly, it's because they were part of that crew, same crew that I was on. And so I knew all those people, and you still feel that intensity. You just can't escape it. I guess it's like the old John Donne poem, no man is an island. So we say no firefighter is an island.
And what prompted you to want to write this book?
Well, just this need to, write is this kind of crazy thing inside, where, you have to express yourself. You want to tell these stories. You want to pass on these narratives of people you knew. So part of was trying to figure out, what it is I had done and what it is I experienced, how that makes sense to me, what it is that, for me as a person. But then again, how does that make sense to the wider world and to other people so that they can actually say, "Oh, well, I remember reading about this and, all these different historical examples. And I know that if these conditions combine, it could be trouble or we could be fine," the flip side. And so I guess, it's kind of a few driving factors in there, not just one specific thing of why I ended up writing the book. And in the end too, I kind of want to pay, an homage to those firefighters I knew, living and passed on, because, we throw around the word hero a lot, but these are just hardworking folks who just wanted to do a good job, do something good for the community, for the land, pay their way through college or support their families. But, it just kind of the individual stories that other people can get a sense of that color and texture of their lives.
Author Jerry Mathis won a North American Book Award for his memoir, Ahead of the Flaming Front, A Life on Fire. He left Idaho in 2012 for a full-time job in California. When he's not writing about fire, he writes about being a single dad. Mathis spoke with our Samantha Wright using Skype.